Always an optimistic state senator, Tony Wong. Realistically, though, Senator, I mean, you've got parks that are having to rearrange their hours because their budget got cut. You've got some of the there won't be any lifeguards on Monday and Tuesday in some of these shoreline parks where people go out to the beaches, all because of budget cuts. You got employees that are being laid off. You got a lot of stuff happening in the state of Connecticut where a lot of people are probably. Maybe this 4th of July, not feeling very optimistic when it comes to the state and the country. But legislatively, what's going to be going on here? You mentioned something to me moving forward when it comes to the budgets.
Well, I think that's the key point. When we think of the challenges back in the Revolutionary War, World War One, World War Two, and the challenges that we experience as Americans day in and day out, yes, it is an inconvenience. But also, I think of the cuts of our budget that affects those that are most at risk, those with developmental disabilities, those that are suffering from substance abuse, mental health. Those are individual cuts that are really hurting us most, attacking hospitals. We need to reprioritize government. And isn't that great that we have an election coming up this November that says, if you don't like the way things are going, step up and have your voice be heard. That goes back to our representative government. And we talk about transparency. We talk about accountability. This is all written in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence that says, every year we have a voice. Let's not give up that voice. And at the end of the day, I believe in the greatness and the resiliency of this country and the people to step up and do what's necessary. And people will say, geez, that's history. You know, these are different days and times. But I have to tell you, I'm not old enough to have lived through 9/11, to have seen the tragedy at Sandy Hook, to see even recently what happened in Orlando with Pulse. I have seen people come together, regardless of politics, regardless of background and religion. We need to understand we as Americans are resilient. And when crisis hits us, we band together and we fight and we make America great. And it's not a cliche, but I believe that when we work together, when we understand that, you know, diversity and representative government are not just words. They are living, breathing forms of what makes our country great. And combine that with ingenuity and a passion for excellence that this country has, we will persevere. But you know what? People have to be honest. People have to be transparent. People have to step up and do what's best for everyone, not just themselves.
Great words. State Senator Tony Wong, as always, thank you so much. We will certainly talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike, and good luck planning that birthday party.
Hey, best thing is for me to stay out of the planning part. I just blow up the balloons when I'm told to. That's all.
Well, you have a great day, and it is, again, at the end of the day, with all the things around us, the closest thing around you are the people that you love. You can't hug them enough. You can't love them enough. And those are one of the greatest gifts that we have, and it's right next to us. So, again, happy birthday to America, and thank you again for the opportunity to be able to share my thoughts.
Absolutely. Divisive than we are. I think we all want a great economy. I think we all want to succeed. I think we all want to feel safe. I really do. But I've just never really felt more divisive, even in our own neighborhoods. These political signs are already up for November. I mean, the Trump signs are like the size of my house going up. And then you still have the Bernie Sanders signs that you see around. I haven't seen a lot of Hillary signs, but, you know, it's just going to get worse, in my opinion, the divisiveness all the way up to November. And then whoever is elected president, we always have that honeymoon where we all feel good about things and stuff. And then, you know, we start to pick apart moving forward. Maybe we'll be different. I hope so. I'd love the optimism from the senator, though, that he has about it. And he wears it. He wears it. We joke about the pants, and I know that he was talking serious, and I feel bad that I kind of, you know, made light of the pants because he wears red pants all the times. And I think the 4th of July and Valentine's Day, those are 2 days that are great days for him to be wearing those particular pants. But if you've ever met the state senator, if you've ever seen him, if you've ever talked to him, it isn't an act, folks. I mean, this is exactly how he feels about the country and about what he does on a daily living. If you're looking for people to go up to Hartford because they like to do it, he does. A lot of other people may not feel the same way.